This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just joined us, Larry Nichols, who over a week ago said that Trump was about to be coming out against Hillary for other crimes. He was feeding info to the Inquirer and to the Trumps, but he wanted to do it on this show so there wasn't any actual connection between the two. And sure enough, Trump comes out 2 days ago and says, I'm about to come out with a major speech next week and go after Hillary for her other crimes. There is a 27-minute compilation that we just posted to Infowars.com, and the headline is, this video will elect Donald Trump if it goes viral. It's not even our video. I'm pushing it. Want to get it out there. But under the video, there's a timeline. This is why Donald Trump deserves to be president. Must-see compilation. 36 years ago, he talks to Rona Barrett and breaks down how we're being screwed over and he wants to stand up against the globalists. 29 years ago, he talks to Oprah Winfrey about it. He talks about it at the GOP convention 28 years ago. 1989 interview, 27 years ago. C-SPAN interview, 25 years ago. Press interview, 17 years ago, right through to a 2015 press event. Very important video. An article should be written about it, but it's up on Infowars.com. It just went up there. Hit refresh. Send the links out to everybody you know. I'm going to play a few more minutes of it right now, but there it is. This video will get Donald Trump elected if it goes viral. Now, separately, look at DrudgeReport.com. If you're a radio listener, go there. World planners meet, Brexit, migrants, Trump on the menu. We broke that 3 days ago. Now it's mainstream news. But what did Drudge do? Drudge linked to us over the last 3 days, forcing them to then go and do their job at CNBC and the London Guardian and the Independent. And then what does Drudge link to? Top link on Drudge. Reporters chased away. Actually, some reporters were arrested. But that's Watson's tendency to not over-report, he ends up under-reporting. He's a great guy. He's probably my overall best reporter. And I don't want to say that because everybody's great in different ways, but he's the most prolific. He's the most successful. There you go. Say it that way. But Bilderberg, cops detain, harass reporters, mainstream media, nowhere to be seen. Henry Kissinger heckled as annual confab of global elite begins. And there's video of it, all the rest of it. And it's just amazing to see all of this unfolding. So the coverage is all there. Top world leaders meet, and there's the former head of the EU, Barroso. He still heads it up because they put themselves on these boards that have all the power. It's amazing. And then the police are there freaking out and acting like reporters behind government-paid-for big fences are the bad guys. But here's the good news. The elite didn't want to be recognized. They don't want it known that they're out there. It's happening. We are identifying the fact that this is going on. Let's play a few more minutes going out to break of this must-see Donald Trump video of him from the past. We're now up to like 27 years ago. Here it is.
No, but, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings and we're not.
You've said, though, that if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I think I'd be inclined. I would say that I would have a hell of a chance of winning because I think people, I don't know how your audience feels, but I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off. And I can't promise you everything, but I can tell you one thing. This country would make one hell of a lot of money from those people that for 25 years have taken advantage. It wouldn't be the way it's been, believe me.
But you are what might be classified as an Eastern Republican. Fair?
Well, I guess you could say that, yes.
Which means kind of a Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan Republican?
I never thought of another of those terms.
How do you define it? Are you a Bush Republican?
No, I think I'm really, the people that I do best with are the people that drive the taxis. You know, wealthy people don't like me because I'm competing against them all the time and they don't like me and I like to win. The fact is, I go down the streets of New York and the people that really like me are the taxi drivers and the workers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I really get
the why you Republican?
I have no idea. I mean, I am a Republican because I just believe in certain principles of the Republican Party.
You have flirted.
Go ahead and fade that down. We're going to come back with more of this, too. This is powerful. It's up on Infowars.com. But that's the intel. He does what he wants. He does it his way. He doesn't cozy up to these people. He hangs out with regular folks. They hate his guts. The truth is, his dad was blue collar. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. I barely got into the seat here because I was busy like a little beaver back there working on all these breaking news stories that we're about to get to. There is a video up on InfoWars.com if you just joined us that is very, very important. I've played like 6 minutes of it so far. Throughout the day, I'm going to be playing the rest of it here and there, spaced out. And it's Donald Trump going back 36 years ago to 1980 in a Rona Barrett interview, right through to a 2015 press event. And it is Donald Trump 100% consistent on being a constitutionalist and anti-globalist and not liking to see America get screwed over. The headline is, this video will get Donald Trump elected if it goes viral. Separately, because I know a lot of stations just joined us, many stations just carry the second, third, or fourth hour, headlines on DrudgeReport.com, world planners meet. What an amazing image of a world leader looking down on the earth. The British exit, migrants, Trump on the menu, reporters chased away. And why is that so important? That's CNBC, that's the London Independent, the London Guardian, all reporting and others, forced to admit the shadow world government, and that meanwhile, they still have other media outlets saying it doesn't exist. There's no shadowy group. You know, nothing's happening. But I go back to Drudge Report on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, linking to InfoWars.com with the exact same headlines and intel that they're going after Trump. They want an internet world tax. They want to open the borders up more. They want to stop Britain from leaving the euro. And now mainstream media says, according to their sources, it's the exact same agenda. When before, mainstream media wouldn't even admit it existed. The point is, InfoWars is leading the way with DrudgeReport.com and forcing the whore media, the traitor media, the Judas Iscariot, Benedict Arnold, Brian Williams, Katie Couric, discredited fraud system. The face in the crowd media is absolutely being shown for what it is. What a defeat for them to have to admit world government, to have to admit global carbon taxes. How are they going to get all this when it isn't just something that shows up on your gas bill or your phone bill or your insurance bill? There's not supposed to be a public debate about it. It's just supposed to be everything's run by these secret treaties and that's the end of it. We just shut up and go away and accept Obamacare. Except we're not going to just accept it. We're going to show your leaders calling us dumb idiots like Gruber did. We're going to show Zuckerberg calling us dumb effers. We're going to show how it's all a giant screw job. We're going to show the globalist plan, and we're going to derail it. This is so historic, and we're so close to beating them, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want us to be prosperous. They want us poor so that we're controllable. That's what Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, the new second part of the Rio de Janeiro agreement is to bring in, quote, austerity, impoverishment, planned impoverishment. And once that talking point, which is their own talking point, isn't just at Davos meetings and Bilderberg meetings, but is out in the open, it's the beginning of the end for David Rockefeller and George Soros and Henry Kissinger and Hillary and all their minions and all their crones and Prince Philip and his son, Prince Charles, who were all admitted eugenicists that say get rid of 80% of the world's population, produce viruses to kill us, bring in world government while they live like kings. They have been cutting off the last 5 years the gas allotment to widows and widowers, impoverished people in England, for, I'm talking in the winter, 300, 400 pounds. That's what it cost. Maybe, you know, maybe $600, $700 is the equation. We've covered it here. So that people are freezing to death in the winter. And old people are going and getting on buses that have heating to not freeze to death at night and being kicked off. While over 100 palaces of Her Majesty are heated in a giant multi-billion-a-year pound, multi-pound, multi-billion-pound-a-year program to heat the palaces with gas. Let them eat cake. They say Marie Antoinette didn't say let them eat cake because they were starving to death. She goes, let them eat cake. But you know what? I do know Queen Elizabeth said, let them freeze their asses off. You keep my 100 palaces hotter than a firecracker. Oh, and the sick freaks. You can't have air conditioning in cars, Obama told Africans. Remember that? I quote that every day because that's the essence of these people. They teach you that you being poor is how we get ahead with all this guilt instead of creating clean, good systems. Oh, they've got their clean systems. Those are boondoggles to steal money, give it to their friends, and not allow innovation. Trump shatters Republican primary vote record. Historic 13 million blowout, 3 million more than Romney. Beat own campaign predictions, reaching 1,536 delegates. We're talking almost 300 more than they need. Latino support for Trump on rise, up to 37% from 22% in major polls. Surge of new citizens eager to vote against him hasn't materialized. Dems are down 7 million votes from 2008. Obama warned, back off Bernie. Isn't that just cute? Oh, but you watch Fox, it's, oh, Trump's doing bad. He's not trending well. The Republicans have to remove him. They're back again. William Kristol and John Kasich said so. And I watched over and over again this morning Fox News, just monitoring them, and they were just all up there talking about how Trump can't win, and it's all a giant hoax. Trump will win unless they assassinate him or steal the election. And then everybody's asking me, how could Bernie not be winning when he got more delegates? Well, the superdelegates said no. And Hillary gets up and says, I will not be indicted. Watch. Just exactly what our guest said a year ago and 11 months ago and 10 months ago and 9 months ago and then every week since then. As the quickening accelerates, Larry Nichols, the former handler of the Clintons to a great extent when they were co-governors there, saying the whole thing is a red herring to make her the underdog. And now we've seen the bizarre footage coming up of her with them saying she is a goddess in a white outfit where they put a filter on and she glows like the sun and they go, she is God. She actually goes, God, she is a god. With a giant jack-o'-lantern head smiling like the most psycho. She looks scarier than Jack Nicholson when Jack Nicholson does that scary smile. Can we pull up Jack Nicholson's scary smile and show her? It's like Jack Nicholson's head doing a demonic smile. And the screenshot we have there isn't even... Just you roll it while Larry Nichols talks on the phone today. Roll just that video of her when she leans back like a god and then goes, ooh, ooh, on a power trip, and then does this bizarre jack-o'-lantern crazed look. Like she's coming through a door with a battle axe. Here's Johnny. And she goes, your mother does, you know what your mother does in hell. We now take you to Arkansas, where the man is fighting cancer. We appreciate how much he's gone through. He'll even be with us, and that's Larry Nichols. Larry, I got to hand it to you. You said, hey, I'm talking to the Trump people. We don't want to have a, they've called me. They don't have a, it was your idea to not actually meet with them. They make a big deal out of it. I think you should just go meet with them, though. I know you're battling cancer. And you just said, hey, I'll just do it over your show. And he's going to be giving a speech soon about all this. And he said, yes, next week he's doing the speech. So just that's just interesting. Give us the scoop on that and then tell us the intel that you're relaying to the dossier that they've got lawyers researching and vetting to go after Hillary next week and this big speech that Trump announced.
Well, by the way, hello, Alex. Thanks for having
you bet,
me
Larry.
Come on, because the whole process that I want to achieve. Now, remember, Alex and audience, I want nothing official with my relationship with the Trump people, if there is such a thing, relationship. What I want is a candidate that I know when we bring an issue out, like on your program, when we bring an issue out, then we need a candidate running against Hillary that will take that and help spread it around. Not hard. Simple. That's all we got to do. Short of having somebody like Trump run, we're screwed. Because what's always happened when other people are in the race and the Trump is not, they're so connected and need everybody else's money so bad that they become pliable.
That's right. That's right. Trump will bully pulpit the anti-New World Order message and make America great again. That's why they're crapping their pants.
You bet. And so anyway, my strategy will be I'm going to serve up, with your permission, on your program every week, basically like we did when Bill Clinton was in office, scandal a week. We're going to try to start off a little better than that, but for continuity's sake, we'll try to stay at a new major scandal every week.
Okay, a lot of the stuff you talked about 3 weeks ago did come out in the Inquirer, and you're one of their sources, and Trump is obviously, there's folks who are tuned in vetting your claims here. I know your claims to be accurate. I mean, we've been talking for 20 years on air, Larry. So let's start getting into it right now. This is so important. I'm skipping this one break today. Let's get into what are we serving up this week? I mean, what's coming next? What's going to be in that speech next week for Trump?
Well, to that end, I can't say because I don't know. I know what's going to be served up is Vince Foster. I know, Alex, and you do as well. We've been told by the media that's old news, it's done been sealed up, it's all over. Well, let's just do this. They're telling, remember when Trump had to deal with it last week? It was everywhere. The media went nuts. They were all over it, right? Imagine this week, which will be next week, actually, in his speech. Just imagine, I'm not saying he'll do it, it's up to him. But imagine him saying in his speech, folks, they say that the investigation of Vince Foster is over. That there's nothing to it. The man committed suicide. And then he ought to pick up that Secret Service memo that you have, Alex, and hold it up for the world to see and say, does this look like it's over? Does this look like, you know, the case has been solved, it was truly a suicide?
And then he could also have that Secret Service agent that just went public up there on stage with him, talking about all the horrible things Hillary did and saying, is this over? Because she's about to be your president.
Right. So that's the plan. That's what's got to happen. And then, you know, remember, Alex, you and I talked about the Secret Service memo, what, a month ago, a month and a half ago? We talked about it. Did a great job. You putting it out, people picked up on it and heard it. But guess what? It just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. So as my training goes, Alex, you know, as a Green Beret, you become a force multiplier. That's what you have to rely on, your ability to create a bigger force. Well, think about it, Alex. If Trump were to come out and say, they're saying this case is solved and it's over. Here's this Secret Service memo. Do you really believe it's solved? Is it over? The media will immediately try to discredit Trump and that report, right? And when they're trying to discredit it, you know what they're doing?
Spreading it.
Spreading it. There you go.
And that's the plan.
That's what we've got to do.
I'm advising him the famous C-SPAN footage that I haven't even found on YouTube, but I know we've got it on VHS tapes, and they can find it. Because it was released via subpoenas. You remember all that. You were involved in it.
Yes, it is.
With all the communist generals in the White House meeting and then giving Clinton money and then the Laura Allen Hughes and the missile secrets. I would go directly to China threatening to attack us today in the South China Sea and point out that Hillary presided over giving them the delivery and reentry systems. That's high treason. Now, that's what I'm telling him. And Stone says, don't worry. That's going to be coming down the road. He says, hey, we got to dole this out. I don't know if I agree with Stone. I mean, I think he just needs to start hammering her with everything he's got.
Well, exactly. And remember, this is the first couple of days that we can do it. We had to hold back our fire until he made it through the primary. Or she made it through the primary. She's through the primary now. Now we're in the feature match. The feature match is on, folks. And we're going to beat her at every turn. We're going to beat hard. You know, Alex, sometimes, just like me with my sickness, you just want to go on and go, you know, just cut off the suffering. Some things are too important. You have to take your time. You have to let it build. You have to let it develop. And that's where we're at.
Okay, so Stone's right then to dole this out. How long do we dole this out then? Because I'm afraid they'll kill him before then.
Nothing I can say about that. We do it this way until we...
Sure, sure. Well, then how long would you dole it out? Up until, say, the convention?
Well, no, I would go, this is stuff that I'll be doing every damn week from now until Election Day in November.
Sure, I know, but listen, you accurately said there'll be no indictment. It's going to look like it. It's not going to happen. And now she basically quotes you saying it's not going to happen.
That's right. And you know why she said that? She said that because you know why she was able to say that. She's got the raw FBI data files. And the bad news for Hillary is, so do I. And you know, Alex, you know I got them. Now, what does that mean, folks? You see, you think, you got to not think single-dimensional. By going after the Clintons, I'm not just going after her. I'm going after every one of them. Every one of them in Washington. And the truth that she is using to blackmail and extort all these people in Washington with, we've got it. And I guarantee you there will be no quarter offered. They're not going to give me any. And I'm just going to return the favor, none for them. But the key to the Secret Service memo is to get it to where it's got legs. Then that Secret Service memo becomes significant another way because it, as you know, had any legitimate investigative body, like the FBI or whatever, had they have investigated its primary lead on it, they would have wanted to know the mitigating circumstances of why would Foster kill himself? But you see, there's no suicide note until 6, 7, 8 days later when they literally, the pressure was on them that there was no suicide note. And all of a sudden, they go up to his office, find that magic briefcase that originally was in his car. We have that from Linda Tripp. His briefcase was in his car, and there was blood all over it. They moved that body. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Alex, the media. If they're not going to indict Hillary on that Benghazi stuff, if they're not going to indict her over that, they're not going to indict her. But we can knock the hell out of her budget. Her budget calls for, Alex, she'll spend 60 to 70% of the money she raises to destroy Trump. That's what they're going to do with it. They're going to destroy Trump.
And they're going to do it by saying he hates women and he hates Hispanics.
Yeah.
And it turns out this judge is a high-level Mexican supremacist, in my view, a member of La Raza. And that's all seen as kosher by the media. But his law firm has been putting money up to boycott Trump. They have been after Trump. He should recuse himself. So what Trump said about him is true. He said, I have nothing against him, the fact that he's Mexican, but he's a Mexican who's loyal to Mexico. I don't know why you'd want to be loyal to a failed state, but... it's just crazy, and that's who Obama's been putting in charge, is just a bunch of people that won't get along with each other, a bunch of balkanized, divided and conquered folks. But that issue's moved on. I see the hoax being pushed that he's way behind her in the polls and that he's in trouble, despite the numbers and many other polls showing the opposite. What does your gut tell you the real numbers are?
My gut is accurate. Right now, it's 40-40-20. That's exactly where it is right now, 40-40-20. 40% for Trump, 40% for Hillary, and 20% in the middle and don't care. That's where it's at right now. You can run 10 million polls, and I assure you, if they show the real results of the polls, and if the questions are the ones that they normally ask, that figure of 40-40-20 will hold. And it's held up through the test of time for our founding fathers. I mean, it was good enough for them, it's good enough for us. We just can't. We can't let them win.
Well, we're almost out of time. Specifically, give us a preview, because I want to start this, you know, as soon as we start going here. The info that you've been imparting to the Trump people or what to look at next. You just mentioned some more of the Vince Foster. You mentioned some more of the, I mentioned the Chinese generals, the missile secrets. What else should Trump get into in the speech coming up?
Well, the one thing that he must bring up in the speech is how did North Korea get their nuclear weapons?
Exactly. The Clintons pulled that out and allowed them to get reactors that could enrich uranium. That's another great point. There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason that will have appeal to the broad audience, if we can get them to pay attention long enough to hear it, that's a game changer. That's a lose-lose for America. We not only give North Korea, see, there are two technologies that could have been given to North Korea. One was that if the one system provides the power they need, et cetera, et cetera, which is one thing, it does not create any byproduct or waste products that can be used to make a nuclear bomb.
That's right. They gave them a system that allows them to make atomic and hydrogen weapons. I remember the whole thing. That was like ABB, wasn't it? I mean, it's just...
Yep.
And
the other thing that Trump's got to point out is that They haven't changed their stripes at all. What is the system that we've been working with in this?
The broken coalition strategy, how he sees the divider. All right, Larry, we'll talk to you again.
They've made in Iran.
Okay, Iran's good too. All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I just hate what's happened to this country. We've gone to a country that's no longer respected. We're in a war that we should have never... And by the way, I'm worse than any hawk there is in terms of military and in terms of defending ourselves. But Saddam Hussein didn't knock down the World Trade Center. He had nothing to do with it. And there were no weapons of mass destruction.
The other day, the head of 3M said that President Obama is anti-business. Do you get the same feeling that he does?
Well, I don't know that it's anti-business or he just really doesn't know exactly what to do. And I'm afraid it probably is the second thing. I don't see him necessarily as anti-business. I think that he is not sophisticated in the ways of business. He hasn't dealt with the people that you've dealt with and that I've dealt with. I deal with China as an example a lot. It is never easy. And I've made some very big deals with the Chinese. I've come out on top. I've come out in great shape. I sell apartments to Chinese people. I get along great with them. That's not like, you know, anti-China. I just think it's ridiculous that we allow them to do what they're doing to this country with the manipulation of the currency that you write about and understand and all of the other things that they do. And frankly, if I were them and if I could get away with it, I'd take my hat off to them, frankly. They do get away with it. And I hire companies all the time, and it's so hard for our companies to compete against Chinese companies. I mean, these companies have such an advantage, whether it's glass for a curtain wall or whether it's, and you use the term because you know what's happened, sheetrock. I mean, they used to give us sheetrock, just give it. And everybody that was unfortunate enough to use Chinese sheetrock had problems. I mean, problems like no, where people were dying from it. The good news, Steve, our product is much better, but with the manipulation of their currency, it's very, very, very hard for our companies to compete. But I'll certainly do whatever is necessary and however I can help, whether they want me to make speeches, whether they want me to contribute, raise money, I'll do whatever I have to do. We need somebody great as a president.
I know that you were mentioning that Aaron and I did a kind of an interesting video not that long ago in August about how things have fallen apart. But at that point, the only people who were saying it were us and you.
I was saying it. I was saying it a long time ago. And frankly, they're talking about 50 basis points. I think you should drop it a point, a full, solid 100 basis points, and just sit back and see. And I was actually looking at somebody, a gentleman from Goldman Sachs, was saying 175. So that's going to be interesting. But I think that's ultimately going to be happy. And it would be nice if Ben could get now ahead of the curve instead of always being behind the curve.
All right.
Behind the curve. Say what you want.
That is a compilation, and this is getting into more modern times, but it's really powerful the first 10 minutes or so. It's up on InfoWars.com. This is why Donald Trump deserves to be president. It's the name of the video. We've put it up there on InfoWars.com with the headline that this video will make Donald Trump president if it goes viral. This video will get Donald Trump elected if it goes viral. This is why Donald Trump should be president. And it's really the first 10 minutes that's the most powerful. Him back in 1980, 87, 88, you name it, talking about globalism and how it's screwing over our economy and how it's one-sided deals by the political class working with the elites. Now, shifting gears out of that, we're about to go to Dresden, Germany, the site of Bilderberg 2016. And Charlie Skelton will pop in briefly during the next hour. I'm going to cover other news, though, most of the time. He's London Guardian reporter to give us his view on Bilderberg this year. And Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour with all the latest news and special reports and more. Now, there's a lot I want to get to today. So I'm just going to spend about 10 minutes with Paul Watson and Rob New about some of the big developments at Bilderberg this year, and then I'm going to get into the economy, the EBT card suddenly not working in different areas around the country, causing civil unrest in some areas already. We're going to get into the bizarre media, billing Hillary as a god, a goddess, a savior, but also, you know, you see these Daily Show compilations where the reporters all have the same talking point about the Easter Bunny, or about Christmas or whatever. This is the same talking point about Hillary. And again, this stuff comes out of the White House. People say, why do you care about Media Matters? The website gets almost no traffic. But it's run by the White House and the Clintons, they admit. So when they put it out, that's when I get attacked at 1,000 publications. Which, by the way, I love. Keep it up, please. I mean, it's like being attacked by Hitler or being attacked by a child molester. You just still don't get, you got a 6% trust rate with the American people. Please, George Soros, Nazi collaborator-run media, White House-run media, please keep saying I'm horrible. How's it going for you saying Bilderberg didn't exist? Now it's all admitted. World government out in the open. How's it going for you? You've discredited yourselves, but you're too narcissistic and too evil to admit it's happened. We're going to Paul Watson because instead of just being there at the Bilderberg Hotel with their meeting, where reporters have been arrested, our reporters have been detained, harassed, you name it. That's top story on Drudge, by the way. We can put that up for a moment. Despite that, it is down the street at the train stations where the drug dealing and the raping and all the rest of it is going on with all of the wondrous little migrants that have taken over. But before we go to Paul Watson there in Dresden, we have a new edition of the Hillary for Prison shirt, and it looks like a classic campaign shirt, but it says Hillary for Prison 2016. It's the second variant. We are not going to produce more of this best-selling shirt. We're going to keep it pretty much the same, but add InfoWars.com in red to the right shoulder and leave InfoWars.com Legalized Freedom on the back. But if you want to get the last variant that says Hillary for Prison until the end of time, it's got 4.9 stars out of 5, and you want to support the broadcast, get that limited edition now because the new ones come in a week, and these will be sold out. We have them in all sizes still, but take advantage. We have another limited edition that shows her as the leering joker on the front. And more than just fighting the info war and spreading the word about Hillary for Prison, this is about exercising the First Amendment she's been trying to attack. Telling comedians, you know, they'll be audited if they talk bad about her and stuff. And it's about meeting like-minded people and showing solidarity at different political rallies. Trump, almost every day now, says, oh, look, Hillary for Prison, I love InfoWars. This is how it's all over news feeds. It's all over mainstream TV. Hillary for Prison is being picked up. Other people are selling the shirts. I don't care. Knock yourselves out. This is about an information war. But if you want the originals from the folks that first designed it and came out with it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. Speaking of InfoWarsLife.com, we only put this out one time. It sold out in 2 days. We've had a bigger run of it made this time. It's Living Defense. It's got close to 30 ingredients in it that are all organic, all super clean. That's why we have to wait so long, because it's taken us 6 months to be able to have all these ingredients together that pass California standards. And it's everything from wildcrafted black walnut, green hole, organic. It just goes on and on. Wildcrafted Usisa bark. It's got everything in it known to detoxify, organic wormwood, organic clove bud. It goes on and on and on. Read the ingredients that detox and knock out the parasites. And the cycle of most parasites is less than 6 weeks. So one bottle for a person does 6 weeks easy with a couple tablets a day. It's in powder form. They're big horse pills. And it's just so healthy overall what these herbs do. And folks taking it, it has changed their lives. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com from Power Reviews. This is Willie Leek. And he says, Dr. Group products are the only supplements I recommend. All Dr. Group supplements are the only supplements I recommend to my friends and family. This was developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com exclusively. Works great, no side effects, says Shovey from Corvallis, Oregon. I am super happy with Living Defense. My gut emptied out a few days after I started taking it. I followed the directions of the label. No discomfort. I need less sleep when I wake up feeling better than before. Supermel Vitality is also back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. You're crazy if you don't try it. It's our most popular product. Brain Force is an amazing nootropic. Makes me a little aggressive when I take it, but it certainly works, and it's very healthy and has amazing reviews. And your purchases make everything we do here possible. InfoWarsLife.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. There's a lot of other products, obviously, water filtration systems, promo code water to get 10% off, the amazing Alexa Pure Breeze, groundbreaking air purifying system. Just check it out for yourself and know the purchases you make finance this operation, taking the globalist on toe-to-toe, putting reporters in Germany, reporters in California, reporters all over the world simultaneously, writers, researchers, camera people, editors, anchors, customer service, legal, HR, all of it to build a real media organization is hard to do. Licensing, the computers, the bandwidth, it's all very expensive, even though we're in Texas. That's why we're here, because it's a lot less expensive. If I was in New York, I'd have 10 crew members, not 50. So 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support, because you are the InfoWar. You can see your support paying off big time in the fight for liberty. This is a war bond operation, a free will operation. It's basically a donation when you buy the products, but we make them the very best that we can bring you, whether it's Anthroplex or Lung Cleanse or Survival Shield, Mason Iodine X2. Okay. Let's go now to Dresden, Germany. We're not at the Bilderberg hotel meeting. Now we're down the road seeing the results of globalism, the results of the EU project to implode borders. Paul Joseph Watson reporting from Germany. Paul, a lot has happened since we talked to you 24 hours a day, 24 hours ago. You're on the air. You've got a drunk there with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, today we've been at Bilderberg. Obviously, we had the big story last night. Do you want to be on the air?
Want
to be on TV?
Yes, I want to be on TV before.
This is we're at the train station here in Dresden, and this is what's taking place all around us.
Everybody with me here. What do you want to say? What's the Zaham?
You're on TV.
Yes.
What do you want to say? Hello!
There you have it.
Now, is that guy from Eastern Europe a gypsy, or is he Muslim? Ask him where he's from.
I don't know. He's gone now. I'll ask him if he comes back.
We'll talk to him. He's coming back. Come on, Paul. Call him over.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I come from Algeria.
Algeria. That's North Africa.
Algeria, Afghanistan. Well, they seem to be able to be English, the kids.
Good God. Ask this guy where he comes from.
Where are you from? Algeria. It's from Algeria.
Let's go in the train station, Paul. I know folks get attacked when they do, but what have you been witnessing?
Well,
watch yourselves. Be careful.
There's a lot of crazy people around here, as you can see.
Yeah, that's watch out. No, keep going. Just
Bilderberg itself, we've got George Soros betting on a massive economic collapse, as he talked about earlier with the Wall Street Journal, which is interesting because we've got new intel, which is in the video, the interview with Tony Gosling, which Rob did, which is on the Alex Jones channel, which I'm going to write an article about. He's predicting that they're talking about preparing for a huge financial collapse. Now, you remember when you went to Canada in 2006, you got the intel that an American delegate said the same thing 2 years before the housing bubble popped and 2 years before the 2008 economic collapse. So it happened then. We got the intel out before, and it's happening again.
And that was directly from a Bilderberg Group member from the U.S. to Daniel Istalon.
Yeah.
I later learned the name of the person has also owned a large Hollywood production company, still does. We'll stop there. But when we have our sources, we're just letting folks know. And so you're saying we're getting other good intel that they're preparing for another collapse right now.
Yeah, and that comes from somebody who's got good sources. In fact, he was able to predict that Henry Kissinger would arrive at 3:25 p.m. today because some intel has been leaking. At exactly 3:25, Henry Kissinger arrived. We were able to get photographs of him. He was lectured, but he was heckled by the crowd. So
by the way,
that's
the top
intel
story on DrudgeReport.com. Some reporters were arrested when they put you in a van and handcuffs. But you know, what happened to you guys on that front? Then we'll get back to the economic collapse.
Well, last night we were walking back from the restaurant back to the hotel. We walked past the other journalists that were in the report there, and almost immediately within a few footsteps, we were accosted by several police officers. We were just walking back to the hotel. We weren't even filming at that point. And so then more police officers arrived, more vans arrived. They kind of kettled us in, surrounded us, and they started obviously trying to intimidate us. This is what they do every single year at Bilderberg. They try to intimidate the press. So they basically said we were being stopped for causing a distraction. They demanded our passports. We gave them our passports. And then they demanded to bag searches. And, I mean, I didn't even have a bag, so I literally had to empty out my pockets to show them what was in my pocket. They took each of us individually behind the van to search us all individually. And they were thorough. They were looking for anything that they could get us on. And then we were cordoned off to a different area. Everyone was individually searched. And we were finally given back our passports and told by the police, if you cause another distraction, you will be arrested. So we said, what is a distraction and what constitutes a distraction? They said, causing trouble. So it's all completely vague to give the pretense to arrest us for basically nothing. And it was pretty intense. It went on for about 45 minutes.
We're showing footage for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to see the live feed or see all the videos posted there. Go to DrudgeReport.com. It's the top story there, along with them announcing world government, internet taxes, going after Donald Trump. And it's great to see the fact that you got their agenda 3 days ago. Drudge reported on it, and now mainstream media is echoing exactly what we broke 3 days later. Boy, I mean, who are the conspiracy theorists now, Paul?
Well, I mean, Merkel herself, she came to Bilderberg 5 months before she became chancellor. You know, we got them picking Tony Blair, Bill Clinton. We got them picking NATO secretary generals. They come here, they're groomed, they're elected, they're picked, they're chosen. So it's happened time and time again. We've been proven right. You were proven right in 2006. And that's what we're hearing again now in 2016, that they're planning to pop this bubble. Obviously, there's huge problems in China with the stock market there. The luxury property market around Europe is now starting to crumble. So all the signs are coming in, and that's the intel that we've got, that they're preparing to profit from an economic collapse.
That's right. That's why Soros, who's been out of the markets and out of real estate, that they announced today, is now entering in big time. The Grim Reaper is coming in to enjoy his work.
Exactly. So we've got the video interview up on that. Again, as I said, Gosling always gets some good information because he's been tracking this for 20 years plus. So he got the information. He got the times that all the people were arriving. We use that to our benefit. And he got this information as well. So, again, there's going to be another huge article about that on Infowars.com.
I love how the cops are bugging their eyes out like you guys have done something. You're just reporters. Everybody knows who you are. And Paul, be safe out there because, you know, that's a tactic sometimes with the kids and stuff as a distraction. But I want to go inside this train station if we can in a moment and see what happens. This is where you drove by the other day and saw a bunch of the invaders dealing drugs and being arrested. We'll be right back.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is the end.
This is the end
of the mainstream media being able to cover up
the shadow governments.
This is the end.
This is the end.
Coming up, we're going to compilation again. We're going to play next hour showing Hillary with the media just saying the exact same talking points, that she's the presumptive nominee, she's the goddess, she's invincible. Oh, this is such a moment in history. The criminal, the big giant joker face is our Lord and Savior. That's all coming up. I'm going to have these guys ride shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour to talk about all this. Briefly, I want to tell you about an amazing sponsor we've had for a long time, but they only advertise when they have a special running. That's SolutionsFromScience.com. Solutions from Science was created to help you and your family prepare for hard times. SolutionsFromScience.com. You will find a wide variety of preparedness products that were created to help keep you safe when disaster strikes. I like to have solar panels, just period, because they're good to have. From solar power generators to survival gear and fertilizers, they're all available right now to the Solutions from Science website. And Solutions from Science recently bought a surplus of solar power generators and are offering a discount to listeners who visit their website. Visit solutionsfromscience.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Really an amazing company, solutionsfromscience.com. And I'm only plugging this right now before I go back to Paul Watson because I was about to do it for myself. But there's no glass of water, so I'll get one of those during the break. I've been taking my living defense. I've been taking it for 6 weeks now that it's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, you're in Dresden and folks just tuned in. All I basically see is, quote, migrants walking around. They're from North Africa. They're from the Middle East. I see a little girl there with her face covered up with the hijab. Tell us what you're witnessing, and are you going to go inside the train station?
Well, yeah, we can do. It's very different to downtown Dresden, where the hotel is and where Bilderberg is staying. There's a lot of migrants around here because there's a camp nearby, which we've been told about, so we're going to visit that at some point. So, yeah, it's, I mean, when I came in, it was pretty bad, but, yeah, it's a little sketchy. I mean, it's not awful, but, yeah, there are a lot of migrants here because they brought in 5,000 into a city that's, you know, about 500,000 people, and they're going to bring more in. Another interesting thing out of Bilderberg, though, was that we spoke to a guy who said that he'd spoken to the guy who owns the pizzeria behind the Bilderberg Hotel, which is almost, you know, directly connects to it. He was told by the police that they would have to have access to his pizzeria at all times. They could go in and out, and that it was, yeah, they would have the keys. They would own the keys to this guy's house for the period while Bilderberg is here. So we're going to go and speak to him to get his side of the story if he speaks English. And then he also said that they were bringing in special furniture into the Bilderberg Hotel days before the Bilderberg members arrived. Now, you saw from Rob's video that it wasn't a very plush hotel, not very well decorated for a 5-star hotel. They were bringing in furniture that was covered, high-end luxury furniture, specifically for the Bilderberg members days before they arrived. So, again, that's another tidbit. And, again, you know, a wink and a nod to their elitism that even a 5-star hotel is not good enough for them. They have to bring in their own stuff.
Well, it's also fitting, like World War II, that they're kind of in a bunker now, not as nice a hotel. You know, not surrounded with hundreds of acres, not as highly protected, because their whole project, the Euro, is in trouble. And I love how media is now admitting Bilderberg exists, but just says it's a secret talking group, but it's protected by governments when they're the ones that admit they created the European Union project.
Yeah, and that's what they're talking about, again, the Euro crisis. Another interesting thing is one of the top German ministers came out today and said that Germany needs to accept this mass Muslim migration. They need to accept interbreeding, which is interesting because it goes back to what Gregor Gysi said, where he said it's fortunate that only the Nazis didn't have children. Remember that quote. And of course,
sure, and if people want to marry somebody, that's fine. But the government says you will have sex and have kids with somebody else that isn't your country because it's bad you're white. It's bad you're German. And this is coming out of the... Well, you guys have interviews with Germans going, good, we want to get rid of Germans. Yay, we. I mean, they're just cult members. Back in 70 seconds with Paul Joseph Watson from Dresden, Deutschland. I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas.
CDNLive.com today.